Igor Larionov is Neil Yakupov's agent. He is, of course, a three-time Stanley Cup champion, two-time Olympic gold medalist, quite frankly, one of my favorite players of all time. I'll say that as an aside. We're very pleased to be joined by Igor Larionov. Igor, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Tell me a little bit about the... You know, we've seen this happen before with guys where sometimes they fall through the cracks and, you know, there's a tendency to look at a guy and go, ah, you know what, the guy was a flop. But, man, when you look at how many coaches, how many different situations this kid is in, it's pretty hard to make up your mind about what exactly Neil Yakupov is, isn't it?
Well, thank you very much for having me this morning. So I guess I can start with a nice little line about the coaches and the development and the patients. So, well, Neil went to Edmonton when Ralph Kruger was the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So Ralph, you know, Ralph experience in Europe, you know, everybody knows he's a Canadian, but spent most of the time as a player and a coach in Europe and Germany and Switzerland. And Ralph knew right away, so he knew, he told me right away. So he said, I like his speed, I like his hunger, I like his nose for the goal. And I'm going to use Neil in situations like 5-on-5, power play, like 5-against-4, five against three, 4-against-4. But I'm going to hold them back a little bit at the end of the game. So when we're winning 2-1, 3-2 in the last 3-4 minutes, so I will use some of like, my experienced guys. And at the end of the period. So he knew what to expect. He knew how to find the key to the player. So that was a kind of a message was sent to Neil, and he was fine with that. So he was actually kind of slow-cooking development that season when Ralph was kind of trying to use him in certain situations. And that was successful. I would say like 17 goals in about 48 games. That was about talking about the patience and the wisdom of the head coach. So after that, so it was kind of like you mentioned, like how many coaches went through, like Neil went through, like in the mm-hmm. last like 5 years, and everybody else, like you know, they trying to do something. They sometimes I don't want to blame anybody after Ralph, but I guess sometimes players get getting confused. So Neil was making some mistakes, turnovers. It's normal. It's everybody make mistakes, and especially young players. Kruger was patient and was kind of learning through the process of every game. So, and after that, so like the new coaches come and well, some players make mistakes, they still playing. Some players making mistakes, they put them on the bench. Like, hey, missed mm-hmm. a shift, missed a game, I go press box, watch the game from upstairs. So that kind of stuff like go inside of the player's mind, and then you start to wonder, like, you know what? I don't know how to play hockey, so I just touch the puck. I got to look at the coach and tell him, did I do the right or no?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's you forget about to play the game instead of like go out and play, enjoy it, and like do your best, and then maybe watch the video after the game and slowly get back to your confidence level and play the style you know you've been playing. And obviously, you have to understand like there's a system. You know, you got to play the system of the team. Been playing like defensively and this and that, but we want you to score some goals.
Mm. Igor,
that was that's what Ralph was sending the message to Neil.
Right. We've only got a few minutes left, but I wanted to ask you, how much of this do you think also comes from the fact that maybe we're less patient with European, with whether they're Russian or European players than we are with North American players? Is that still a factor?
You know what? It all depends on the situation, on the coaches. You know what? Mm-hmm. Certain coaches they understand. Like for example, Paul Maurice going to Russia, so like he's having a difficult time in Russia as a coach, but he understands the mentality and the skill level and this and that. So he knew what to expect because he was there. He goes back to NHL, he knows what to expect. You know, so that's what it's a global game now. You have to understand the players completely, how to get like the best out of the player, and then the player going to give you more. So that's the problem here.
You know? It's funny because you know, talking to some players, and we had a couple of people like Rob Brown, people who are around the Oilers on, and they talked about how they thought players may. A lot of players look back now on what happened with Ralph Kruger and said, man, maybe we missed an opportunity here. That a lot of people think that Ralph Kruger really And the Oilers are doing well now, but the Ralph Krueger really, if he'd been given a chance, could have really made his imprint on that group of players in a positive direction.
Well, you know what? I know Ralph for quite a few years, and I know he's been successful as a coach in Europe, and you know, being Team Canada actually, and like certain tournaments as a head coach of Team Switzerland. So, and he was given just like a tiny chance to coach in National Hockey League just for one short season and a lockout year. So after that, I guess you know, the things went differently. So Ralph decided to. He was fired, so Ralph went to help Stevie Y at the Olympics in Sochi, and then took the like a high position role in the Southampton in football.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the people like you want to keep around the game, because these people are going to make the game better. So these people are going to spend some time and knowledge to develop that young talent. So he's been like kind of like in the shadow right now, like not just talking about Nail, some other players.
Sure.
So that's the patience and the knowledge of those coaches. Who's going to make the game better and develop the players better.